Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astral Mind 2012. And we'd like to welcome Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, Roy, we're here tonight. I'd like to welcome everybody back to another great night of Astral Mind 2012, 2014, and we're happy to have everybody back tonight. And last night we were doing a little bit of deprogramming, a little bit of hypnosis, and a little bit of psychology work and some prayer. And we'd like to thank everybody out for supporting us. So feel free to call in to Blog Talk Radio Astral Mind 2012 and we'd be happy to assist you in any way we can and hope that you can have a bright future. Is there anything that you'd like to cover tonight, Roy?
Well, first of all, I want to welcome on Richie. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I finally got on. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Again, we're looking forward to another great night of Astral Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, basically, we were talking a little bit about, like I say, a power of prayer, how prayer can help and transform a lot of people's lives, connecting with their Heavenly Father and how Heavenly Father can play a big role in our lives and our Creator and also a lot of positive suggestions that we can use with reverse psychology and psychology with emotional code and Geotran or any kind of healing energy that we can do to brighten people's souls and help them to transform their lives into a positive state of awareness. So anybody that would like to call in and have their prayer and prayer request and have some more positive things in their lives, feel free to call in, and that's what we'll be discussing tonight.
Well, we have a couple of callers. They're waiting. They've been waiting for a few minutes. So let's go ahead and invite our first caller from the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi. And what is your first name and where are you from?
Raina from Florida.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And we have, my name is Roy, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian and Richie. Richie and Adrian are both my sons, and we'd like to know how can we help you.
Well, I just started a job this week, and I want to see how you think it's going to work out for me. The company seems a little odd. I just can't place it. I mean, I just don't. Do you think I'm going to have a good opportunity with this company, or do you think I'm going to move on?
You know, is this something that your heart really desires? You know, to get this job.
Well, I really just need a job. I really haven't worked in a while, and I need to move. So this is the only way I'm going to be able to move and pay, you know, get back on my feet again. So I need this job right now.
So you're looking at more towards, you know, to prepare yourself for your move then?
Yeah, I'm moving next week. You know, I have to.
Okay.
I have to be working to afford, you know, I need an income.
Okay. I want you to talk to her and then we could see what we could do to help her.
Hi, Richie, how
are you
there? Yes,
yeah,
I am here. Hi. And what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Lena.
Lena?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice to meet you, Lena. I'm Richie. Yes. So you're trying to, this job here, you feel that it's kind of like an odd job or something that, are kind of dinking you around on this job, and you're trying to, what you want to do is you want to have peace in this job, and to, and I can understand that, to have a job
people,
that's stable.
The job is easy. It's just the people are just making it very difficult for me, and I just don't know what their problem is, if they're unhappy with me, they're trying to run me out, or if that's just their personality. They seem very dysfunctional.
Now, are you a believer of God, right? You're a believer of Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know that that God is, you know, he's your creator, your father, and he wants to hold you through this, you know, and help you through your job. And no matter who puts you down, or no matter, you know, what these people are doing to you, nothing can ever stop you from the love of God, knowing that he's going to show you peace through your job. And no matter what, and if you just, if I had a prayer for you tonight, would you want a prayer?
Mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's the way these people are, or if it's me.
It is the world, Lena. You look around the world, and we're set through times where people don't care about each other anymore, which we should be. We should be, because we're all God's children. And we should love one another and care for each other, even at our jobs or wherever we're at, and make us feel comfortable. If you'd like to have a prayer, I can pray for you right now.
Yes, thank you.
Sure. Father, we come tonight for Lena to help her, Father, Father, that you said that you would put enemies behind us, Father, no matter what we're going through, Father, to... Father, that we ask for peace for Lena, and for her to, for this job to be stable for her, Lena. She can come to know you even stronger, Father. And as she's with this job, she'll have more peace. And for financial, Father, to get raises, Father, and not to bother her, Father, but for those to show love, not hatred, Father. And, Father, we thank you, and we pray this for peace for Lena. And we say this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to share with you that any time there's any kind of outside, negativity or anything, you know, that really don't come from the light, that, a lot of, the dark side tries to make us feel like, just to give up, give up on our goals, give up on our dreams. And the main thing is that, we do have Jesus Christ there to help us and to guide us and to help us through whatever, we might be faced with. And now I want you to talk to Adrian. He's going to take you through some steps into helping you so that you can get to that level where you want to go. Adrian, are you there?
Yes. First, Roy, what I'd like to start to begin with is how to change my life. And this is a chart on everybody needs to know how to change their life, of course, and we get into those situations where we really don't know what direction or where to go, and we're kind of lost, and we need a little bit more positive programming. So I'm going to start off with some questions for you. And the first question that I have for you is, what is needed to improve the quality in your life that you feel that you're kind of stuck, you're kind of isolated? What is the fear behind of not making the kind of money that you want to make? That's the question. Is it a fear that you have? Is it an isolation? Is it out of accomplishment? I mean, what is your intention on based on money when it comes to succeeding in life? What is your views on that?
Well, I don't want to be homeless like I was 18 months
okay,
ago.
Okay, so you don't want to be homeless. Okay, so that's a fear then. Okay. the first thing I'm looking at here in your charts is saying something about moving past your fears and your doubts. That's one of the things that you need to get past. Another thing is you need to start expanding your belief system a little bit more. You need to also start focusing more on your faith, your self-worth, your values, and letting go of the past. These are all the things that are kind of holding you back a little bit, and you haven't forgiven yourself for those things yet. When you learn to forgive yourself for those things and you start to let go of the past, and the things that are not working in your life, you want to start looking at the things that are working in your life and show gratitude to the universe for the things that are working in your life. And then you'll kind of see it transform everything that's going on in your job and your money situation. And when you find your direction of what's really going to make you happy, then that's where you need to go. Where you're at now is that you're worried about being homeless. You're worried about not having enough money. You're worried about things that haven't really happened yet. So you're kind of bringing all this negative junk in your life that you just want to let that go, and you want to trust in God. Like Richie says, you know, that everybody is having a hard time loving one another, but the most important thing is that you got to focus on yourself, what makes you happy. That's the plan why we're here, is to find what makes us happy. And it's not so much about if I'm going to become homeless, if I'm going to become fearful, you know, what if just doesn't work. Now, what if you could imagine that everything in your life could transform in one day? What if you could imagine that you could have $12,000 in your bank account? If you can just only imagine those things in your life, then they'll transform. So you've got to really focus on your faith and your intention on why you want this job. It's not about survival. It's about how much can God do for me in my life? How much faith do I have in God? This is the big test, you know. And right now I feel that you're being tested with your faith. And so that's kind of why God is saying, reach out for me. You're not alone. Your angels and your guides are there to help you along the way. Another thing I was looking in your chart is saying that you need to start calling on your angels and guides. You need to start praying to your Heavenly Father more and trusting into your higher power and not feeling so powerless, you know what I mean? Because they're trying to make you feel very powerless right now. And it's okay to feel powerless, but it's not okay to give in to that power. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you're buying into. You don't want to buy into the powerless. You don't want to buy into that smoke screen. That's all it is, just the smoke screen. And so when you don't learn to buy into that or sell yourself into that, we call it sell, then you can redeem yourself with our Heavenly Father, and He could save you. Okay, and that's my message to you. So start focusing a little bit more on the positive side of things, and start giving yourself more positive suggestions. You know, like affirmations. Affirmations are beautiful for you. Feeling gratitude. It's a little hard to feel gratitude when you're always depressed because you're on those lower levels. Expanding your beliefs is a really good idea for you. Calling on your angels and guides. Moving past your fears and your doubts. Clearing unresolved painful experiences. That's another thing I'm looking at. Healing your inner child. And letting go of the past. That's the big one right there, letting go of your past.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of positive thoughts. A lot of positive thoughts.
So you see the job improving for me?
When you do those things, I see things raising so much, the vibration is going to raise so much to the higher consciousness, and that's going to bring it up to 100% in your life. Because right now you're very low on your percentage. You're about a 20%, and you want to raise that consciousness to a higher percentage.
Well, I'm moving next week, so into a different environment.
I have a question for you. How's your emotion? How have you been feeling? How have your emotions been? You know, where are you right now on your emotion? You know, how have you been feeling?
Well, it's like up and down.
I mean, have you been very anxious? Have you been depressed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because what I'm getting that you need to get those blockages, you know, out of your body. What happens is that these emotions become like stuck energy in your energy field, and they need to be cleared, you know, out of your energy field. If not, then they start affecting your health. And how is your health right now?
Mm-hmm. I'm just really tired from, you know, first week back at work, and the other morning I hurt my leg. I had a big Charlie horse in the middle of the night, and my leg is still bothering me from that, pulling a muscle.
Oh, okay. What I would like to do is have Adrian do what we call an energy clearing for you to help get, you know, any of these stuck energy emotions that you might have in your energy field. And this will help you so that you can start manifesting, you know, whatever, whether it be a job or whatever your plans are for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, are you there?
Yes. First thing I have a question for you is, do you feel fearful about making money? That's my first question. Do you feel isolation?
Well, I just want to make more. It's just not enough money what they're paying me. I think they should be paying me more for this job.
So you feel your values are a lot more than what you're worth then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll go ahead and program that in your DNA.
I mean, they said they would give me a raise in 3 months, but that's still a long time away.
Okay. You feel like you're not being heard right now, right?
Well, there's a lot of control issues in this company. They're very controlling, and they don't trust people.
Okay, and you feel like there's a lot of confusion and desperation right now?
Well, in the work environment, there's a lot of control and trust issues. I don't know what the problem is with this company, why they don't trust people. I don't know if they were robbed or something. I don't know. Something is weird. I can't place these people.
Well, then that's not the kind of area that you want to work if you feel that that's a threat. If it is the kind of, if the only reason why you're working there is your intention is to get the money where you need to go, then that's not really a really good excuse to work for this company. That's just me, because it's almost like saying, well, I'm going to go there and I'm going to punish myself because I feel my values are a lot higher than what they're paying me. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like you're sabotaging yourself a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you lack the knowledge. It's just that you're kind of sabotaging yourself by saying, I'm going to work for this company because I'm poor, I'm not successful, I'm not good enough. I feel like this is the only way that I'm going to make my money, but these people are not paying me for the kind of values. I feel like my values are a lot higher than what the company is willing to pay me. So if you're going to work for this company, you're going to have to suck in your pride a little bit, and you're going to have to say, I'm going to have to go along with what they want
or I'm going to have to find me a better job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's really no control there. You have to realize there's some things we can control in our lives, and there's some things that are out of control in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these things that you're experiencing is out of your control.
Pulling them. What,
you can't control the company the way they do things.
No.
The only person you can control is your attitude. You know what I mean? The way you think.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way you think, the way you change your perception, that will alter the way they think. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by altering the way they think, you're going to start sending off, broadcasting a lot more positive things about yourself on how you can transform this company. Does that kind of make sense? It's kind of like metamorphosis.
Yeah.
You're kind
mm-hmm.
of molding them into your own positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
See, me and my dad, we can walk into a company and there could be nobody even in that company, and we can have like 100 or 200 people walk in that company and they say, wow, how did you bring in so many people just with your energy? How could you bring in 200 or 300 people in my business and I've only had maybe 2 or 3 people walk in? Well, it's not because of the company. We're not trying to control the company. It's just me and Roy, we're changing our way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You can't control the company. The only one
mm-hmm.
you can control is the way you think.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see if you think I have a good opportunity for growth here, because the company is expanding.
Oh, well, absolutely you do. Absolutely. With God's help, you have a lot of opportunities. A lot of opportunities. But you have to change the way you think. You got to stop trying to control the company. You got to start controlling yourself on how you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the company. It's how you think. That's where you're struggling. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You think by changing the way they think that everything's going to change. That's not the way it works. You have to change the way you think. You know what I mean? You have to have faith in God. And if the faith ain't there, then you're not going to transform anything. It's just going to keep repeating. You know what I mean? In other words, you have to take out the trash in your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct on that, Roy?
Yeah. Well, that's the final solution is, you know, we have to allow the universe and God to help guide us, you know, in the direction that we need to go. And by that, we have to not only have faith, but we have to have trust.
Mm-hmm.
That we're only, you know, in the passenger seat, and God is the driver, and he's the one that's guiding us down, you know, the road, you know, on our path that we need to all go. Main thing is right now, and this is the final message, is to allow, you know, Christ to help you in any kind of, you know, negative or down, you know, when you're feeling depressed or there is no hope, and, you know, he could drive you to that level. But we do have some more callers, so we need to move on to the next caller now. So let's go ahead with the next caller from the 111 area. You're on
Hi.
The air. Hi, and
Hello,
what's your name
you.
And where are you from?
My name's Patricia. I'm from New Mexico.
Hi, Patricia. My name's Roy, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian and Richie.
Thank you.
And how can we help you?
I just wanted to see what you see for me as far as my living environment. I have a couple of neighbors that are very toxic. They're not taking care of the land, and their dog, one of their dogs is getting out constantly. I hate to move because I've done a lot of wonderful things here for the land, and I just wanted to see if I'm going to move or they're going to move or if there's going to be some type of positive changes.
And have you lived there a lot longer than them?
I'm sorry?
Have you lived, you know, in that area a lot longer than your neighbors, or how is that?
Well, the one next to me, the one...
Is it just moved?
Well, the lady across from me, she's lived here less than me. I'd say she's been there maybe almost a year, I think.
Yeah.
But the one next to me, the male, he's been here like 3 years longer than me.
Oh, okay. Okay, Richie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Richie would like to talk to you on this. Richie, how can you help him?
Well, you say you have some trouble with some neighbors, right? You said that they've been real negative towards you?
They're not negative towards me. It all has to do with the environment. They have let all of their tumbleweeds grow. And when the winds come, the tumbleweeds come into my yard, and so I have to work extra hard to pull them and to keep them from growing because they're very toxic weeds. And then, his dog, he fixes a fence, but then his dogs keep getting out. They come into my yard, and they're, like, destroying my property. So he lets that go for a while, and then he finally fixes a fence and the dogs don't get out, and then later on they get out again. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some, you know, something going on there, you know, some type of negativity, you know, something around that area there. But I would say is that, you have a lot of faith in God. Do you believe in God?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. In fact, I have cultivated this land. I speak to spirit all the time. Yes, and the land that I'm on, that I'm taking care of, has grown so beautiful.
Well, you know, one thing is that if you bring positive energy, okay, from God, from God and Jesus Christ, you bring positive and faith and positive energy to your in your neighborhood, in your environment where you're at, and through, you know, faith and prayer, you know, your environment will even get even better, you know, because God wants you to live in a comfortable place. He wants you to be in a comfortable atmosphere, you know what I mean? So then your neighbors will understand, you know, as you treat them kindly with love and care, as you do, that they will, you know, that they can be more understanding and be more, you know, at peace with you, so they can understand, okay, this is what I'm doing wrong. You know what I mean? That you know, that they're letting their tumbleweeds over.
Well, they're not getting it. This has been going on for 9 years. They're under, I mean, they're not even, they're not adhering to, there's covenants here and ordinances and even the code enforcement has come and told them that they need to do this and burn their weeds, but I don't understand. The same thing keeps happening.
Yeah.
And I don't want to move, but...
Yeah, and I understand that, and you know, and like I say, that this is a comfort for you, the place where you're at, the comfort, this home, you know, down there in New Mexico. And I would say that just to, you know, if there's something you can't handle, let God handle it. Let God handle it. And when you ask God, say, God, you know, could you please help me, you know, my neighbors, you know, there's things going on. And he already knows what's going on. He just wants to hear from you and just for him to help you. You know what I mean? And maybe he can send them a message or something to let them, you know, to let them know. Because sometimes we can't handle things. We can't handle things on our own all the time, you know. We have to just give it to God and just say, you know, God, please help, you know, what's going on here. And, you know, that's what I would say for you is to keep praying and have that faith, you know what I mean? That I see a peace there. I see something that's going to happen through your life. It's going to be, you know, that peace with the neighbors and everybody. So it's, you know, we've all gone through it. I've gone through it. So I know what you mean. You have to do.
Well, yeah, I have been praying
I just wanted to share something real quick. Like, and this is, you know, what I'm getting, that just like Ritzy mentioned, that, you know, you have a lot of peace. And not only that, but you've been giving a lot to, you know, the environment and you know, and these plants, you know, have, you know, resonated with you. And that's why, you know, you're growing all this beauty all around you. Well, in that same way, you can send that same energy over to your neighbors also. What's happening to them is that their life's in disorder. That's why they're letting all these, you know, weeds and all this, you know, blockages, you know, in their lives. Main thing is, you know, we are all, you know, of the light, and we have to broadcast that light, you know, into these people's lives so that they could feel, you know, this energy. And this could be done through prayer, or it even can be done through meditation. The main thing is not to allow it to discourage you. You know, give it up to God and allow, you know, whether it be God or the angels, and have them, you know, help you in whatever, you know, your desires are, so that you can project that energy over to them. You know, and it's all about energy. Is there something you want to share, Agent?
Yeah, I just want to get a little bit of, I just want to get a little bit into feng shui a little bit. When you first moved in that house, did you feel an uncomfortable feeling, or did you feel a very good feeling about when you walked in your home?
I had a good feeling.
Okay, so you have a good, you resonate with that area. What I'm feeling is that you need to start putting up a little bit more feng shui in your home. You need to also put up some mirrors around your, facing your, the directions of your neighbors. So whatever energies that they're sending to you will reflect back to them. I'm also feeling that there's some things that you need to clean up in your house or clean up in your mind that is blocking the flow of the energy that is not going through. Somehow I'm feeling a disconnection with God, okay? It's like you're praying to God, but you're not getting any answers. And I feel like the reason why you're not getting any answers is because there's a disconnection between you and God. And I also feel that there's a sense of unhappiness there that you're not, you keep repeating, but it's just not, there's something you're not seeing. You're not seeing it for what it is. Does that make sense? You're not seeing the view of what's going on there?
I don't understand, because I... You mean seeing the neighbors for who they are?
Right, yeah. It's something you're not accepting. It's like you're protected of your own land, but yet you're not seeing the how you can transform their lives. You're seeing how you can control them the way they live, but you're not seeing how you can control yourself on how to connect with your higher self, your higher power. Like, there's a disconnecting. It's like Roy's on the other line of the phone, but yet you can't hear Roy what he's saying, or you can't see it for what it is. And what you need to ask God is you need to ask God for clarity and understanding of what's going on there. And when God says, those who lack wisdom, let them ask of God. I feel like you're lacking some wisdom there, and you need to ask God and ask him, what is this all about? Why am I here? What is the understanding behind
the man in the mask. You know what I mean? It's like your dreams will guide you. And if you feel like you have to move and your intuition says, yeah, it's time for you to move, these people are not getting the picture, then it's important for you to move into a much more happier environment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's something that I've thought about, definitely. And
yeah,
lacking
wisdom is a very important thing.
It's
like when you pray to God, you say, those who lack wisdom, God, I'm asking God. What are the things that you, if you ask yourself, what am I lacking wisdom in? What am I not seeing that I'm supposed to see here? You know what I mean? You're not, it's like you're on the other line, but you're not hearing what's being said or accepting it.
So you're saying that there's some things I need to clear up in my home or my mind, put up some mirrors, and get more clarity on what's going on with these neighbors.
The mirrors will be your protection in the meantime. There's something blocking the flow, that the connection between you and God.
Oh.
And
well,
Roy
thought
knows what I'm talking
yeah.
about when I say feng shui. He knows what
yeah.
I'm talking about. What? Explain to her what I'm
well,
talking about.
Well, what feng shui means, it's a universal energy, and there's some blockages that are not flowing, you know, through, you know, your home, and it's causing, you know, some discomfort, you know, for you. So in order to, so that chi energy flows through your home, you know, you have to either set up mirrors or even some wind chimes, you know, on your front and rear doors, you know.
Yeah, your front door and your back door.
Yeah.
Do you have one exit door and one that goes through the back?
Well, I have a sliding glass door and... in the back by my kitchen. But outside those doors...
Okay, what I'd like you to do is put two chimes on one door and the other, and then I would like you to reflect some mirrors facing your neighbor's house, which will reflect the energy, and it will go back to them. And then what I would like you to do in meditation or prayer is I'd like you to pray to God and say, God, you have told me and you promised me that, and you promised all of us that if we lack wisdom, we shall ask in God. And so I would like you to do a little prayer on that and ask your angels to kind of intervene a little bit. And if you don't get no sign or message, wait for a couple of days, wait for, you know, until you can hang out. And if you don't get a message, then it's time to move.
Okay.
That's just my feeling.
Well, the interesting thing really quick is I did have a dream the other night that actually God was speaking with me, and I was channeling a message from God. And then I looked up, and in the stars, well, the stars formed a face of a wolf. And I wanted to find out if it was a good omen or not. And the voice told me, well, if you see us, the wolf smiled at me, okay? And then the voice said...
Did it look like a wolf, or did it look like a coyote?
No, it was a wolf. It was revealed to me that it was a wolf.
The wolf is the pathfinder.
It's
a
what?
Telling you to find the path. The wolf is a pathfinder.
Okay.
So you need to really look at your life right now on finding your path and your direction where you need to go.
Yeah, well, the wolf has come to me twice in two different forms, in the stars.
Well,
I'm
getting you're lacking clarity and understanding, you know what I mean?
What I'm getting is that usually if you see the signs of the work, those are your metaphors.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to pay close attention to the messages that the metaphors are bringing you.
Yeah.
And it's your animal totem,
yeah.
too. That's your animal
yeah.
totem, the wolf. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the wolf
that
is the pathfinder.
Sure. Okay.
Do you have family there where you live?
Not here in this neighborhood, no.
Where, I mean, are they in the same state?
Yes, in the same state.
Are you close to your family?
No. No, not at all. We're totally different people. They're very negative and very gossipy and everything.
Do you feel like,
yes, I
do you feel like living a, when you live in a negative environment, do you feel like it's hard for you to be spiritual?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, this has made me even more spiritual.
Okay, that's a good way
yeah.
of looking at it.
I have grown more spiritual being here, actually. Everything has happened here on this land. I mean, I take care of the wildlife and everything. They have a bond with me.
Do you feel happy there?
Oh, I love it here. It's just that, excuse me, I have a lot of respect for the land and these other people don't.
Okay, so what that tells me is that that's out of your control. There's nothing you can do about that. The only thing, like Richie says, is have faith in God. And if it doesn't change, the only thing you can do is move. You know what I mean? You can't take their free agency away.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not trying to do that. I just, I was just looking for some guidance as far as to see if there's another way of looking at it. And,
the only way you can look at it is by saying, I'm not the type of person that can control things that are out of my control, but the only thing I can control is my way of thinking. And there are tools to help to disperse a lot of the negative energy. You always want to say yes to everything that's happening in your life. You always want to say yes to the environment that you're living into. You always want to say yes to all the good and the bad things that have happened in your life, because it's simply just a lesson that you're supposed to learn. And it will disperse all the negative things. When we say no to the things that come into our lives, we disperse it. When we say no to all the negative things that come into our lives, it gets bigger. When we say yes to all the negative things that come in our lives, it disperses. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I do accept what's going on. I mean, it's a learning lesson. I've learned so much
mm-hmm.
being here.
So that's the only thing is love and light. Spreading
right.
a lot of love and light.
Yeah, and I didn't
and
know anything
about... if they don't accept it, then that's their free agency.
Right.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, yeah.
I've always told, my son Adrian that you can attract more bees with honey than you can with vinegar.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I treat these people with respect. It's just, you know, this is
remember,
something
you
that's
have to remember
on.
That, you know, all we can do is offer unconditional love. It's really up to them to accept it or reject it. But the whole thing is, if they're not, you know, doing the things that they're supposed to be doing, now they're dealing with God's law. You know, these are universal laws. And usually what happens to them is their life full of clutter. They're not taking care of all the elements, you know, taking care of the land, taking care of their lives. So now they have to deal with whatever comes at them.
I mean,
right.
I even told my dad I'm not so pleased the way the people live where I live. I mean, I have drug dealers where I live in my apartment. I have all kinds of crap that's going on, negativity, but yet I don't let that affect my life. I just accept it the way it is. I just say, yes, I'm thankful for what I do have. You know what I mean?
I don't mean to cut in. I'm sorry. This is Richie.